Hello.
Hello, my name is Shanta from customer support. This number was left on our list for a callback.
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I had a debit come out of my checking account from this phone number. And I'm trying to figure out what it was for because I didn't authorize any debit.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me see. And you said the debit came off your account?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and for me to better assist you, may I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
40175.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Susan Carman, Carman.
Okay, one moment, Ms. Carmen. Okay, now, and I am showing a Susan Carmen in our Kentucky area. If you can please verify your address for me for security purposes.
Yes, ma'am. It is 234 Woodland Road, Vine Grove, Kentucky.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. Let's see here. Okay, so what I am viewing here, there was, let me see here.
I know there was like a $7 and some change debit, which I thought was the shipping and handling on an item. The item was supposed to be free with a survey, and all I was supposed to pay was the shipping and handling, and which that was fine, but I don't understand why there was a $67.32 charge like 2 weeks
Okay.
later.
Yes, ma'am. So yes, for that, I'd just like to get into that. For that potware, cookware, where you paid the $7.95 for the entry ticket there, that entry ticket also enrolled you into our Factory Direct Savings Club, but it did give you the opportunity that if you did not wish to become a member, we did request you to give us a call within 3 to 4 days to cancel. Due to there was no form of cancellation, you actually enrolled into our monthly membership program, where you receive a $125 gift voucher that you can use at our online web store.
Okay, well, I haven't gotten anything.
It was
I
sent
haven't.
out to your email address that we have on file. We have your first name, last name 14 at gmail.com.
Okay, is there any way to stop this? Because I don't want to do it anymore because it's not what I
Yes,
thought
ma'am.
it was going to be.
I can definitely assist with getting your account canceled out and making sure there's no reoccurring charges. And I do have your cancellation number here for you. Do you have a pen and paper
Okay.
available?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so,
Go ahead.
okay, and that cancellation number is C as in cancel. And that is 262
Yes, ma'am.
980
Okay.
127.
27. Okay, I've got cancel is C 262-980-120.
No, C is in cancel, 262-980-127.
Okay, that's what I wrote down. Did I say something different? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you said 120. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's just been
Yes,
one of those
ma'am.
days, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this extra fee here, will that be refunded back to me or how?
Now, with the voucher that was sent out to your email, now what I can do for you as a customer courtesy, I can issue a 35% courtesy refund, but that'll reflect for you within 3 to 5 business days.
That would be great because I don't remember seeing any type of voucher in my email. And I only use my phone email for things that I know are going to come through, which is the email
Yeah.
that I gave. So.
Okay. All right. So, I understand. I can hear that you wasn't fully aware. What I can do to apply my employee and friends discount to get you back as most as that I can, and I can have most as that is. Ooh, my mom being an English teacher, she was. That's not even a word. But get back as much as I can there for you. There, I can issue a refund of $33.66, and that'll reflect for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that'll work. That's better than the full amount there, so.
Yes, ma'am. And it still do. Check your email. I know if you have a Gmail account, check your spam or junk folder as well. You can say you still do have access to a $125 gift voucher. By using that voucher, it's not going to reactivate your account because your account is indeed canceled out. But, you know, the holidays are coming, and that'll be some gift ideas. Yeah.
Is there, like, a name of the company or something that would alert me to the type of email that it is? Or
I can get that for you. Because usually it comes from barge and warehouses, but the support in regards to the entry ticket that was done. Let me see here.
And if it's been a long time ago, I probably already deleted the email anyway, so.
Oh. Well, let me see. This email was actually, yeah, that was around the 2nd of December when that email would have went out to you. But it's actually coming from Get Amazing Products Today, something around that line.
Get Amazing Products. .com. Okay. Well, I'll look for it. If not, it's no big deal. I mean, you know, like I said, I only use this email. I have a house email that usually goes for everything else, but my actual computer is down. And so but like I said, it's no big deal, but I will look for it. But yeah, since you're going to refund the 30, get me back the 3360. I'm satisfied with that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right, well, is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. That's it. As long as this goes through, I'll be all right.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and happy holidays.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.